When you walk on wax, you save your floors. The Johnson Wax Program, presenting Fibber McGee and Company. Billy Mills and his orchestra open the show with I Live the Life I Love. If you want to know the easy way to keep your linoleum and floors shining like new, here it is. Protect your floors with Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat. Let me give you the simple directions for applying this remarkable no-rubbing liquid polish. First, pour a little Glow Coat right out of the can onto the clean floor. Then spread the liquid lightly over the floor surface with a clean cloth or the long-handled Glow Coat applier. Even a child can do it with no trouble at all. Glow Coat dries in 20 minutes to a beautiful, bright polish that sheds dirt and stains, protects your floors from wear, keeps them bright as new. Glow Coat is spelled G-L-O hyphen C-O-A-T. Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat. Somebody made that crack about nobody doing anything about the weather. He couldn't have known about Fibber McGee, who has just appointed himself official weather forecaster for Wistful Vista, subject to confirmation from the Department of Agriculture, if you don't mind waiting. The postmaster has let him use a room over the post office. And here, surrounded by charts, instruments, and silly Watson, we find Fibber Don't Mind the Gray Skies McGee.
Well, now, let's see. Hey, Sil.
Yes.
Hand me them charts.
Uh-huh.
Thanks. High pressure area coming down from Canada. You hear that, Sil?
Yeah, sir, but what is a high pressure area, please, sir?
Well, a high pressure area, Sil, is the space directly in front of an insurance salesman. When a high pressure area meets a low pressure area, you know what the result is?
No, sir.
A monsoon. Mm-hmm. You know what a monsoon is, don't you, Sil?
Yes, that's French for mister.
No, that's monsoon. Yes.
Well, Mr. McGee, please, is it true that the weather ain't what it used to be years ago?
Oh, that's a lot of malarkey, Sil. That's what a lot of old-timers say, but it ain't so. Where'd you hear that?
Yeah, my poppy say so. He said there ain't half as much snow now as there was when he was a little boy, please, sir.
Hmm. Where'd he live when he was a boy?
Winnipeg, Canada.
Mm-hmm. Where's he live now?
Birmingham. Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, that may have some bearing on the case, Sil. You can't tell. Come in. Oh, hi, sis. Welcome to the Weather Bureau. Fair and warmer today and tomorrow.
What's the temperature?
36.
Above or below?
Above. You see, sis, the temperature readings are like, they're like women's figures. 36 above is okay, but when it gets 36 below, she don't... what else was it you wanted to know, sis?
Well, my husband is driving to Kansas City, and he wants to know what the weather will be.
Kansas City, eh? Well, you come to the right place to find out, sis. You see these charts?
Yes.
See these red circles? See what it says underneath here? Weather in and near Kansas City, subject to high pressure areas, moving slowly eastward, meeting low pressure areas near Independence. Indicating mild precipitation of dryness unless wind velocity remains in state flurry, thus equaling the uniform level of humidity as forecast in the semi-annual report of June 1937. You know what that means, sis?
No, I don't.
You don't? Shucks, I was hoping you did so you could tell me. Flip.
Well, Miss McGee, he had a letter here from a man who wanted to know if it's going to be foggy the night of February the 14th.
Foggy the night of February the 14th?
Yes.
Where does the man live?
Alcatraz.
Well, write and tell him it'll be warmer in the cooler. You know, I was thinking for applying for a job at Alcatraz, Sil.
Weatherman, Miss McGee?
No, swimming instructor. Had me my own prisoner's song all written. If I had the water wings of an angel. Weather Bureau, fair and warmer today and tomorrow. McGee speaking. What say, sis? How'll you find the roads to Montreal? Oh, just dig down through the snow and ice till you come to the concrete, and that'll be the... Hello? No, by the way, Sil, what's it say on them... Come in. Oh, hi, bud.
Excuse me. I represent the Wistful Vista egg shippers. Now, we want to know if it'll be safe to ship a carload of eggs to New England next week.
Well, what's the matter with the hens in New England? They laying off or just off laying?
Well, we ship all our eggs to New England, and New England ships all its eggs to us. That way, we can add the shipping cost to the price of the eggs.
I see. I catch on to it. Smart stuff, eh, bud? Well, I'll tell you an experience we had yesterday, bud, and you can judge for yourself.
Yes?
Yeah, it seems a fraternity at Fordham wanted some fruit sent by fast freight, but we told the frat the fruit by freight was fraught with fright, but if they wanted to fight the freight rates, the fruit would be freighted to the Fordham frat by Friday, although the Friday freight on fruit was flat rate, but if the Fordham frat could afford the flat rate fruit freight Friday... Oh, sure. Hung up on me. Over the hill, Billy. Job I've had yet, running the Weather Bureau. I could run this Weather Bureau with my eyes shut. In fact, it might be even better if I did run it.
Well, weather predicting's real scientific nowadays, ain't it, Miss McGee?
Oh, I'll say so. Why, nowadays, us weathermen can look at the instruments, make a few notations on a chart, toss off a few lightning calculations, put down the result, and presto, wrong again. Oh, hi, Scotty. What can we do for you?
Are you the weather expert, laddie?
You betcha, Scotty. March may come in like a lamb, but it don't pull the wool over my eyes.
Begging your pardon, Mr. Weatherman, but could you be bringing us a wee bit of snow by tomorrow?
Well, I think that can be arranged, Scotty. Still, remind me, snow tomorrow.
Yes, but you promised Ms. Upton it was going to be clear tomorrow.
I did? Well, I'm sorry, Scotty. There's somebody ahead of you for tomorrow. How about Wednesday?
Very well.
And why do you want snow, anyhow?
Well, I'll tell you, laddie. The last snow we had, I built a snowman in my front yard. and put a shovel in his hand to make it more lifelike.
Oh, I see.
And what do you think I found in his hand that evening?
The shovel?
Aye, and a paycheck from the WPA. Wednesday.
Did you phone the papers and tell them today and tomorrow it'd be fair and warmer, Sil?
Yes, sir.
What'd they say?
They say, phooey.
Well, that's just an old newspaper expression meaning okay. Hey, Sil, remind me to go to the zoo tomorrow and measure the length of the fur on the animals.
Yes, sir, but what for?
Well, that's really the way to foretell the weather, Sil. If the fur's long, it means a long winter.
Yes, sir.
If the fur's short, it means a short winter and all stuff like that there.
Yes.
I mind the time I was down in Mexico City and I tried that out. The only animal I could find was a Mexican hairless. And sure enough, we didn't have a bit of snow down there all that year. Which just goes to prove.
Ah, local weatherman?
That's me, Bud.
Well, you'd better warn everybody to fill their basements with coal.
Oh, I see. You in the weather business?
No, coal business.
Say, Sil, there's an airplane calling with a weather report. Turn that switch, Sil.
Yes, sir.
X-912, calling Weather Bureau. X-912, calling Weather Bureau.
Weather Bureau, Forecaster McGee speaking. Go ahead, K-912.
Weather clear over Racine. Altitude 10,000 feet. Visibility 5 miles.
How's your ceiling?
Not bad, but you should see the floor since we polished it with Johnson's wax. It's the most beautiful thing you ever saw.
Oh, stick to the weather. It's a clear day up there, eh?
Yes, and a clear saving of up to 1/3 on the larger sizes, folks. What?
Must have thought I says weather forecast. Shucks, he.
Hello, Fibber. Hiya, silly.
Oh, Clark Dennis.
Hi,
Clark.
Mr. Dennis Fraser.
Say, Fibber, I've got to leave the house for a while. Do you think my pipes will freeze?
Not if you wear a woolen muffler, Clark. What you gonna sing?
Thrill of a lifetime.
Okay, Clark. Take it, sweet William.
My lover would appear. I used to say it was ages away. Now that moment's really here. So why try to deny that you are my thrill of a lifetime? How could I conceal this is the real thrill of a lifetime? By surprise, right out of the skies, you came into my heart. Tell me, dear, what took you so long? Why have we been apart? I've dreamed about this all through the years, all of my lifetime. Such heavenly bliss only appears once in a lifetime. If it hadn't been for tonight, think what I might have missed. My thrill of a lifetime.
Still, they can talk all they want about us weathermen making bum guesses, but if the rest of the world was right as often as we are... Come in.
Is this the Weather Bureau?
You betcha, Bud. What you want to know?
Well, what are we going to have next week?
Well, confidentially, Bud, it looks like a hurricane is coming to Wistful Vista next week. You know what that means.
I'll say so. Dorothy L'Amour. Oh, boy!
Ah, this is the kind of a job that makes me contented, Phil.
You like it, Miss McGee?
Oh, I love it. I'm as happy as a mosquito that's just passed a screen test. See how accurate my prediction was for today? I says it might be a little cloudy, but it would clear up and be fair and bright.
And it's only fair to clear up the matter of cloudy furniture and floors. To make them bright, use a little Johnson's wax, and you'll find...
Heartful.
Will. Hello, Fibber, and hello, Silly.
Hello, Miss Harpo.
Well, don't bother us now, Harpo. We're very busy forecasting the weather.
Really? What's tomorrow going to be?
Tuesday.
No. I mean, have you a report on tomorrow's weather?
Yes, and it's the shortest forecast I ever made.
Yeah? Let's hear it.
Brrr.
What's that?
Cold snap.
Oh, all right. I think I'll just give myself up. I don't know why I keep trying.
Good old Harpo. I didn't dare tell him it was going to rain tomorrow because he don't know enough to come in out of it. He's so...
What's the weather for Sunday, Mr. Weatherman?
There won't be any, sis. This office is closed all day, sis.
Oh.
These people would expect to have weather every day in the week. Weather Bureau, bright and fair today and tomorrow. What say, Bud? Yes, we make some interesting experiments down here. Yes, indeed. We're working on a plan to exchange weather with other parts of the country now. Yeah. For instance, Chesapeake Bay wants to swap us a northeaster for a warm Texas sou'wester. Huh? Sure, come in anytime, Bud. I'm glad to explain to you.
But you can't really do that stuff, can you, please, Miss McGee?
Do what?
Exchange wind with different places?
Why, certainly. Didn't you ever hear of trade winds? Breeze in.
Is this the Weather Bureau?
You betcha, sis. Can we wrap you up a nice zephyr with a zipper, or would you like a slice of Indian summer? Come on now, sis. A penny for your thaw.
Aw. Well, what I want to know is, will it be perfectly safe to hold an outdoor wedding next Thursday at noon? I mean, will the weather be right?
Oh, next Thursday noon, eh?
Uh-huh.
Let me look at the charts, sis. Give me the weather charts for next Thursday, Sil. Let's see. They're not made up yet. Say, you're a lucky girl. We ain't fixed Thursday's weather up yet, so you can have whatever you want.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Well, please make it extremely warm.
Okay. About 82 be okay?
Oh, that'll be lovely. You'll guarantee hot weather?
I only guarantee it. It'll be so warm, the groom will want to take off his freak coat, or frock coat.
Isn't that wonderful? How can you tell what the weather will be so far ahead? It's marvelous.
Oh, shucks, sis. You know, I've been interested in the weather since I was a wee little bit of a boy. Well, even when I was a boy, I could tell a hard blow miles away. Hard Blow McGee, I was known as in them days.
Really?
Blow Hard McGee. Be telling big blows or balmy breezes, a boon to big business, broadcasting bulletins, bidding them beware, blustering blizzards brewing, becoming a beacon to boats bucked about by boiling billions on the briny blue, being ballyhooed as the Beethoven or the barometer in every big burg and backwoods byway from Bimini Bay to Ballybally. But why are you so anxious to have it hot on your wedding day, sis?
Well, confidentially, my fiancé has cold feet.
Ah, that's what I like about the Sill. We render a service that can't... Oh, it's Billy Mills. Welcome to the Weather Bureau, Billy. You know anything about air currents?
No, but I'm up on current airs.
For instance?
I want a new romance.
Swell. Bang it, Billy.
Now, we have a charming visitor here in the studio whom I should like you to meet. Will you step up here, please, Mrs. Keith?
Right here?
That's fine, thanks. Mrs. Keith, as an old Johnson salesman, I was very much interested in what you told me this afternoon. And I think our listeners would be interested, too. Will you tell them?
Well, I wish I were as confident about talking over the radio as I am about the results I get with my kitchen floor.
Well, I suspect that you'd be a lot handier in a studio than I would be in a kitchen. So you just feel right at home and tell us about your experience.
Well, I used to have to get down and really scrub my linoleum every few days in order to keep it decently clean. It was an awful job. But I must say, since I started using Johnson's Glow Coat, I just never have to scrub my floor. If I'd only known about Johnson sooner, Mr. Weatherman McGee could have predicted a lot more bright days for me.
Sure. Well, look, how about when your husband sneaks downstairs and raids the refrigerator? Doesn't he ever spill things on your nice, shiny floor?
Oh, yes. But even he knows he can wipe the spots off in a few seconds with a damp cloth. He's watched me many times whisk over the floor with a dry duster and make it shine like new. Why, when I think of the work Glow Coat saves me, I don't see how I could possibly get along without it.
Thank you, Mrs. Keith.
That's all right.
Thank you very much. Every day, more housewives are discovering that this wonderful no-rubbing polish quickly changes dull, dingy floors into bright, shining surfaces that never have to be scrubbed. Ask your dealer for Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat in the attractive yellow can. Oh, yes, remember, you save money on the larger sizes.
Weather Bureau. Fair and warmer today and tomorrow. What say, Bud? Did we what? Did we have any precipitation yesterday? I don't know, Bud. It was raining so dad-ratted hard I didn't go out to look. People can ask the dumbest questions of the weatherman.
You the weatherman, Johnny?
You betcha, old-timer. What's on your mind?
Me? What's he?
I says, what was it you wanted, Grandpa?
Don't want anything. I'm a rainmaker, Johnny.
Oh, you are, eh? You're a rainmaker, eh?
Yep. On my way to California.
Oh, on your way to California, huh? What's a rainmaker going to California for? Who hires you?
Me?
I says, who wants it to rain in California?
Florida.
Say, I'm getting hungry, Sil. Run down to the drugstore when you get time and bring me a weatherman's lunch.
Weatherman's lunch, please?
Yeah, you know, a regular man, weatherman's lunch. What? You know, probably a ham sandwich with slightly cheese on possibly rye bread with perhaps coffee, unless it's tea. Maybe a malted milk with unsettled whipped cream.
Yes.
And bring me a flurry of lettuce. Weather Bureau, clear skies and sunshine. Who? Mrs. Fiditch. Oh, sure, go ahead and sow your grass seed, Mrs. Fiditch. Yes, as somebody said, there's nothing as sad as unseeded sod. Huh? I said there's nothing as sod as unsatted, or nothing as seed as unsodded. Why don't you plant crocuses?
Well, ain't about time we should all go up on the roof, please, sir, and look at them instruments, or should I get you your lunch first?
Neither one, Sil. It's getting too dark. I think we'll close up the office and call it a day. You know, there's a great satisfaction in knowing that you've been able to help. Oh, it's Nick DePopulos. Hi, Nick.
Hello, Fizzer. Hello, silly puss.
Hi, Mr. DePopulos, Fizzer.
Somebody is giving me an ear for little cheerfuls about you making all kind of predicting about some weather, Fizzer.
That's right, Nick. I'm the weather forecaster around here.
While I'm a dumb foundling. You mean you can look my eye right in your face and tell me you are knowing what day I'm going to be a rain in the puss?
Well, within reason, yes, but I ain't infallible.
Oh, sure. No one is being unfoolable, Fizzer. And people who are being wise crackpots about the weatherman having rains and snow flossies is being a fair weather friend. You grab me?
That's right, Nick, but I know all the answers, you know. I'm a human book of weather predictions.
Sure. Kind of a pre-dictionary. I'm killing myself with these fine jokes.
That was a pun, Nick. A play on words.
Oh, that is all right, Fizzer. when it is coming to a hot cross pun, I'm hitting the bull's pupil every time. You know the old saying, the words have a Greek for it. Well, so long, Fizzer. Next time I'm making a joke about the weather as being stormy, you can cloud me one on the chin.
Cloud him one on the chin. Well, come on, Sil. It's closing time. Let's go. We can walk home and get some of this nice, fresh air and sunshine.
Well, yes, sir, but I think we...
Don't argue now. Just see that the windows are closed. Well, we don't want anybody breaking in and stealing my thunder. You all set?
Yes, sir, but
okay, hand me my hat.
Yes.
Thanks. Come on. Hey, what the... Why, it's raining cats and dogs.
That's a showy, isn't it?
Dad rat it now, what'll I do? That's a dirty trick to play on me after I've been telling everybody it was going to be a nice day. Now what are we going to do?
Well, I reckon we better go on home, please. Get your rubbers and your umbrella.
My rubbers and my umbrella?
Yes.
How'd they get here?
Well, I brung them along this morning, Mr. McGee. I know you was going to need them.
You knew? Why, all these scientific instruments says it'd be fair weather.
Yes, I knew it.
Well, how did you know it was going to rain?
My bunion.
Oh, Charles.
That there's a wonderful new type furniture polish on the market. Its name is Johnson's new creamy white furniture polish, and it's entirely different from all others. Johnson's creamy white furniture polish imparts an exquisite, satiny, wax luster to your tables, chairs, and radio cabinets. Women everywhere say it's the finest furniture polish they've ever used because it contains no sticky oil to collect dust and finger marks. It shields the wood from scratches and stains. You can easily give every piece of furniture in your home lasting beauty with Johnson's new creamy white furniture polish. It comes to you in a handsome glass bottle.
Well, Sil, as I always says, we can't be right every time. This weather predicting stuff is kind of tricky business.
Yes, sir.
I bet you.
And a lot of folks asking a little old grindhog going to see his shadow Tuesday, too. You got the answer for that, Mr. McGee?
You betcha, Sil. You can quote me as saying definitely that the groundhog won't see his shadow. Winter is over.
Well, you sure he ain't going to see his shadow, Mr.?
Sure, I'm sure.
How you know?
I'm going to blindfold him. Good night, folks.
This is Harlow Wilcox, speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Throwcoat and Miss English Thompson, inviting you to be with us again next Monday night at the same time. Good night.
And we'll have tonight's show with the following musical selection. Love Walked In from the Golden Collie, I Want a New Romance from Love on Show, and I Live the Life I Love from 50-50. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company. This is station WMAQ, Chicago. And now General Electric...